I have the opportunity to enroll under the tutelage of our blessed master and teacher in discipleship to follow him. These all have sort of an individual sensibility. I'm aware of my sins, and so I need a Savior. I'm aware of my tendency to wander, my tendency to be distracted, my tendency to be a follower. And so we have a shepherd. So that's an individual thing. But when we get to the shepherd, we also find that the Lord Jesus Christ said that he is also, there might be one flock and one shepherd. We can never get away, dear young people, from the fact that we are intimately connected one to another. We live in a world, particularly here in the West, where rugged individualism seems to be the highest virtue. Personal autonomy, personal liberties seems to be the highest virtue that men want to pursue. My rights. When we discover, though, in the things of God, that God has a plan and a purpose, and he says, I save you individually, but I'm linking you together so that together you might represent something that is far greater than what you could ever be individually. And we need to learn and to appreciate what it is to be part of the body of Christ. How he has given each of us abilities, talents, and gifts for the edification, for the building up of the whole. How we are to conduct ourselves. We must really, truly remember and appreciate that not only is it my journey in my pathway of faith in following the Lord Jesus, but it is tied and linked to one another. I cannot get away from the idea or with the idea that I can live my life as an individual and not realize the impact I'm having on the person next to me. And these are lessons that we learn as we realize that in God's purposes, he has linked us together as one flock, as one body, as members of his household. Each of these illustrations that the scripture uses, it's interesting. They are natural observations, natural conditions that occur that the Spirit of God uses in order to bring us into an understanding of the spiritual truth. A shepherd and sheep, that is something that was common in the experience of the audience of that day. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ talks to them that he is a shepherd and he is and they are sheep, it was something that they can readily wrap their minds around, being aware of what shepherds and sheep do. When he talks about being a savior to the people he spoke to, there was several ways that they comprehended and understood the idea that there was a savior who was coming. And we're going to come to that as we talk a little bit more about that. When he comes to the idea of a master and a teacher, it was something that they were aware of. In that culture, in the Bible times, it was often that there were teachers. There were schools. If you read in the book of Acts, the school of Tyrannus. There was Gamaliel, who was a teacher who gathered people around himself. And so the Lord and the Spirit uses circumstances that were natural in our, in the understanding of those at the time, and natural in our own understanding, in order to bring out these wonderful truths of how the Lord Jesus Christ wants to relate to us, wants to work with us, wants to bring us into the appreciation of all that he has for us. And so they're all illustrations that help us. Even the idea of the bridegroom and the bride. We all love weddings. We all love the idea of seeing love expressed and displayed. And so the Spirit of God uses that as an illustration to warm our affections to the thought that the Lord Jesus Christ is as a husband who is looking to receive his bride. We're going to look at that more fully as we come to it. And so the idea this weekend is, as we look at these different ways the Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us, that we might just have a greater appreciation for who he is. A greater appreciation in not only our thought processes. You know, we're reminded that we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. We need to think through some of these things to have a clear answer, to have a clear understanding of what it means to be a follower, to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the background of what we want to cover this weekend. And this morning, for the first topic, we want to look at Jesus Christ, our Savior. So if you turn in your Bibles, we're going to read two verses. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. I'm sorry. Yeah, chapter 2, verse 11. And to read for context, he says, "And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field," verse 8, "keeping their flock watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord."